Hi, this is Dr. Balakrishna Kurgaonkar from greenheart.in. I'm a trained hypnotherapist and I practice many healing modalities such as Reiki, tarot reading. Most of our audios are going to take you deep into your own quiet space. They are likely to relax your mind and body. You will get into a light or even deep trance or a meditative state. And given all that, we recommend that you do not listen to our recordings during operating any machinery, driving, or anything else, doing anything else that requires your attention. In fact, find yourself a very quiet place where no one will disturb you, and you can give your full and entire attention to the audio. And the environment around you is safe for yourself. But in case anything urgent comes up that requires your attention, you can quickly and easily leave this trance and attend to whatever needs to be attended. And equally easily and quickly, you can come back to where you left it.
Hello, this is Anand Pethe. Welcome to the extended program of meditation sessions. Today we will move a little bit ahead of what we have already learned. So for that, sit in a very comfortable position. Keep your spine erect, chin parallel to the ground, and gently close your eyes. Now start observing different sounds. Start hearing different sounds that are coming to you in the present moment. There may be sounds of horns, sounds of vehicles, people talking around you, birds chattering around you, maybe different sounds. Make a mental note of every sound and go ahead. Let us see how many sounds can you catch within a half a minute's time. Make a mental note of it. All right, good. This exercise is basically to bring your attention into the present moment. It is very good exercise. Start hearing the sounds of different things around you in the present moment. It's a very effective exercise to bring our attention back into the present. If we have attention has wandered away in the past or thinking about future, this is a very good exercise. So after doing this, after coming into the present moment, let's now do a Nadi Shodhan Pranayam. So take a position for it. Your right hand thumb must be on the right nostril. Close the right nostril. Keep the forefinger and central finger on the point between the eyebrows. And take a long deep breath in from the left nostril. Now close the left nostril using pinky finger and ring finger. At this point, both the nostrils are closed. Now slowly open the right nostril using right thumb and breathe out completely from the right nostril. Now take a breath in from the right nostril. This is called Purak in the yogic language, taking the breath in. Now close the right nostril. At this point, both the nostrils are closed and you're holding the breath in. This is called Kumbhak in yogic language. Now slowly open the left nostril and breathe out completely. This breathing out is called Rechak in the yogic language. So breathing in is Purak, holding in is Kumbhak, and breathing out is Rechak. Alright, you can now remove your hand, take it back to where it was before. Take a long deep breath in and slowly breathe out. Again, take a long deep breath in and slowly breathe out. Okay, now from this point onwards, the breath that is coming in should not be controlled. Let the breath flow naturally and start slowly observing the breath, the incoming breath and the outgoing breath, inhalation and exhalation. If you want, you may choose to connect the breath with Hamsa or Soham, vibrational words, or you can only be an observer of the incoming and outgoing breath. Whatever you are comfortable with, start doing that. But keep your attention completely on the breath, natural breath, which is coming in and which is going out. Just be an observer. When you start observing the breath, the speed of breath becomes less and less and less, and the relaxation comes in the body. Body gets completely relaxed and slowly the mind also starts relaxing. When the mind relaxes, you can use the mind for the effective purposes. So start observing the breath. This increases the concentration as well. Breathing in can be compared with hum. Breathing out can be compared with saha, or you may connect them with soham as well. When you are inhaling, use so for mentally chanting. When you are exhaling, use hum. Soham or Hamsaha. Breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in and breathing out. All the thoughts of chains, or feelings, emotions, can be ignored. Whenever you ignore them, and bring your attention back into the present moment, or bring your attention back on the breath that is coming in or going out. We are giving attention training to the brain of remaining in the present moment, and that is very, very effective exercise to come out of the misery. If you are not thinking about the past, or if you are not worrying about the future, and you are always living in the present moment, then naturally you become free from all the emotions, and the real happiness, the real joy starts coming in. Breathing in, breathing out. Breathing in, breathing out. Keep your complete attention on the breath that is coming in and that is going out. Now, use the thumbs of both the hands and press the ear lids, the tragi or tragus, in the hole of an ear using the thumbs. I have posted the figures of how to do it. You may even choose to put the finger inside the ear, or like the eyelids, when we close the eyelids, we close our eyes. Similarly, there are triangular shape structure near the ear, which can be pressed in to cover the ear. This is only to avoid the sounds which are coming from the outer environment. So close the ears using both the thumbs. As shown in the diagram, keep rest of the all fingers on your face, as in four fingers on the forehead, middle finger below that near nose, pinky finger and ring finger around mouth, up and down. Use the figure. You can even keep your other fingers on the head and use only thumb to close the ear lids or tragi. The purpose is to avoid the sounds coming from outer environment. Now our job is to try and listen to the sounds that are coming within, from within the body. This may be a sound of heartbeats, or it may be a sound of blood rushing in, sound of cells. There are different sounds. If your concentration is very high, you can actually hear the sounds from within the body. And this can be done only when the outer sounds are not coming. That is why we are closing the ear lids using our thumb. So start doing that. For next 1 minute, start listening to the sounds that are coming from your body, inside your body. By closing the ears, using thumbs. Start listening. Good. You can rest your hands now. Take a long deep breath in and slowly breathe out. This concludes today's meditation. Tomorrow we will give more time and try to listen the sounds that are coming from within. You can even extend your session and try doing the practice of listening to the sounds within your body. Thank you.